So we're going to talk, obviously, by the age of talking about the Rice and Weber musical, right? We know the story. We used to do this in camp every year. I know that like pretty much all the songs by heart.
I never saw it.
You never saw it. It's fun. Way back, many centuries ago. I can sing a little bit. I'm not going to sing. Okay, Yisrael havet Yosef mikol banav, and Yisrael, right? Sarah, loved Yosef more than all out of all of his sons. He ben zikunim lo, because he was a child of his old age. Basa lo ketonet pasim, and made a ketonet pasim for him. What's a ketonet pasim? And the answer, obviously, is an amazing technicolor dream coat, right? Lots of colors, dazzling coat of many colors. It was red and yellow and green and brown and scarlet and black and ochre and peach. And purple and white and pink and orange and blue. That's there. Okay. So that's, we know, that's from musical. But where does that come from? What does the Ketoret Pasim mean?
What's his name has Rabbi Foreman has stuff on this coat.
Oh, okay. I don't know. It says the
The
rabbi.
piers are the places. And
Yes, one other place. We'll talk about that. Ketoret means a cloak. We know that. Okay, we got that obvious. Ketoret Pasim occurs here in this pasuk that Yaakov makes it for him. And then when it's taken away later on in the parsha, when Yosef comes to his brothers, you know, in Shechem, and they've decided they're going to kill him, by Yefshitu at Yosef, they undress Yosef at Kutanto, they take off his cloak, and Ketonet HaPasim asher lo, this Ketonet HaPasim, they remove it. And then by Shalchu at Ketonet HaPasim, they send this Ketonet HaPasim, by Aviyu, El Aviham, bring it to their father, to Yaakov, by Imru, Zot Masanu. Can you recognize that this is your son? Right, we don't know where it, we just found it out there. We know the story.
this is the
He
one
also
they dipped in blood.
dipped it in blood, right? They dipped blood and said, and that's when Yaakov assumes obviously he's been killed. And the other place it appears in the story of Amnon and Tamar, right? The rape of Tamar. You know the story, right? Tamar is Amnon's half sister. After Bathsheba, Amnon figures he can do whatever he wants. And then after the rape, Amnon sinah gedolah ma'od, and then Amnon hates her. Ki gedolah sinah sher sinah me'avah sher ahavah, and then his hate is more than the lust he had for her beforehand. Ve'yomer lah Amnon kum lechi, and he kicks her out. So that tells her to leave. Atomer lo, she tells him, Aldot ha'ra'ah gedolah hazot me'acheret. Said, no, Atomer lo, Allah said, don't do this to me. This is worse than what you've done to me. Kicking me out is worse than what you've just done to me now. Taking me out is worse. Well, he didn't listen to her. By kral na ro, mishartos, he calls the servant. Vayomer shalchuna bezot me'alai chutzah. And he says, right now, kick this, right? I mean, the brutality of that, you know, kick this thing out of, remove it from me. The nala del locked the door behind her. Vale ketonet pasim. And she is wearing a ketonet pasim. This is what the princesses, the unmarried princesses, would wear as their coats. And so the servant takes her out and locks the door behind her. And so she puts ash on her forehead, on her head, and tears her ketonet pasim. And she puts her hands on her head and walks out and go walks around crying. That's the only time we have a ketonet pasim. That which is worn by Benot HaMelech. Which
It's a woman's garment, and Yaakov gives it to Yosef.
yeah. So we still don't know what do we do with that, right? JPS translates an ornamented tunic, an ornamented tunic. The footnote, or a coat of many colors, right? Because that's what we know it as. That's JPS. And it adds meaning of Hebrew uncertain.
Why not striped?
Ah, very good. We're going to get there.
I mean, just the Hebrew word is striped.
Ah, that's a good point. I mean, we're going to look at that. We're going to try, where does coat of many colors come from? Okay. So the what I'm trying to find a source for multicolored. Okay, the Septuagint says that This is, we know about Greek, Yaakov, the Agape, to Yosef, Yaakov loved Yosef, para pantas tos Yos, more than his other sons, auto oti Iona, it's Gyros.
Do you know I majored in Greek in college?
I did not know that. That's cool. So you can read this too. You know, I mean, I know I can read the letters and I looked up what it means, right? But auto, oti, because, bio, ios, son, giora, of old age, like geriatric. New auto, he was for him. E poeson, de auto, keton, pochilon. And he made him a keton, which is a cloak or a garment. And keton is translated as many colored, really means varied. Poi hilon, a varied coat. Okay, that's where it gets. So that's the Septuagint, but not really about colors. The clue for what it means is where that word pasim occurs in the singular in Tanakh. Pas, it's in Aramaic. But truly, that's the only other source we have for this word, and that's from Daniel. Perakei, when Belshazzar has the vision of the writing on the wall. He doesn't know what it means. He calls Daniel text. So here we have in Aramaic, Beishata, at that moment, Nafka Etzban Diad Anash, there appeared a finger of a human being, Etzban Diad Anash, on a human hand, the Katzban Lekabel Nevarshta, and it wrote on the plaster Al Gira, that was on the wall, Diketal Hechala, that was on the wall of the palace, Dimalka, the king, Umalka Chazay, and the king was watching. Hasyada, the palm of his hand, Dikatav, that was writing. Hasyada, the palm of his hand. So Pasyada is the palm.
Is it today a palm?
I don't know. Let's see what Google tells me. You know all these things, right? Kaf. Kafayad is the palm of the hand.
Yeah.
But Aramaic definitely is that. And the Gemara in Aramaic is used for any part, like a body part, expanded to any part. And then it means a stripe. So you say in modern Hebrew, pas means stripe. But Aramaic in the Gemara, pas means a stripe. So tona pasim means a coat made from pieces, or the striped coat. And that's where we get this idea. Not obvious where it says colors from, but this is the writer. Doc puts it, pasim, minyan pas yadav, the idea of the pas that we quoted from Daniel. Asuya pas echad mitzeva echad. So it was striped, had one piece made out of one color, pas echad mitzeva echer, and one from another one. Gmo kli milit, and kli milit is a Gemara term for a fine wool garment. Chasim pasim pasim, it's made out of stripes, little pieces that are pieced together.
Well, strips. Wait, how does the palm of the hand tell us anything about strips?
I think it becomes a meaning where it means a part of the body.
Oh,
and it extends from part to any other part, okay. Pieces, and then it becomes, presumably that's where it comes from.
Right? So we still don't have color in it,
we don't
right?
Have color in here, but we have this, okay, it's made out of stripes, okay, presumably color's there, and the clay milit that he mentions, and the Gemara refers to a fine wool of garment. It doesn't say about colors. So Rashi translates. So, and he actually throws in reference to Mil Ezra. So K'tor Pasim, the Lashon Klei Milit, fine wool. K'mo Karpasu Techeler. When Mil Ezra says that the garment that was made out of Kor Karpasu Techeler, decorating his ballroom in the beginning of Megillat Esther, he said really he's basically reading that as a portmanteau of Karpas, a pillows, cushions of fine wool.
Oh.
That's about hypothesis what pas means here. So presumably pas means fine wool. The kupona kadora pasim, the tamar v'amnon, and similarly the kator pasim that tamar was wearing.
So it's almost circular. I mean, it doesn't tell us anything. Like, because Tamar was wearing it, what do we learn from that?
Well, right, we don't know anything at all. That both Yaakov and Tamar was wearing it, and the princesses wore it. That's what we know.
Yosef.
Oh, Yosef wore it and Tamar wore it, and princesses wore that sort of thing. And the fact that she was wearing it was some part of her humiliation as well. It's still far from Pasiada, okay, the palm of the hand. So the Midrash, and this is ironic because the Midrash takes it literally, that Pasiad means the palm of the hand, okay?
Pasim,
Taita Magarak Yad Ad Pasiado. It was long sleeve. That's what Pasim means, long sleeve. Okay? Literally, it goes down to the palm. Or Devar Acher, another reading, Pasim Shaita Dakavaka Labiote. It was very delicate. You could hold it in the palm of one hand. This whole garment was very fine and delicate.
How do you get that from palm?
You could hold it in the palm of a hand. It was a garment that would fit.
Oh.
You could scrunch it up.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. The whole thing, right? You're wearing a whole garment, very fine. Okay. And the Malbim specifically said the story of Tamar, it was so delicate that it was only worn indoors. That's the point. And throwing her out, but only Ketan Pasim, is the humiliation.
Oh.
Okay. So this is the way he puts the Malbim. Alek Ketan Pasim, talking about Tamar. Yesh Hevdel Be Ketorah Ve Me'il. Difference between a ketonet, a tunic, and a coat. Check a ketonet hu atachton, that you wear the ketonet underneath. But me'il yatafo bo bimala, you wrapped in it on top. Al kol bagadim, on top of the other garments. Derech benot ha-melech, habetulot, then the unmarried princesses would latop me'il al ketonet tapasim shelamata. They would when you went outside, you would have some kind of outer garment on top of your ketonet pasim, your delicate garments. B'shat masa. And when this thing happened with Amnon and Tamar, Hisir me'aleha me'il, he pulls off me'il, pulls off her cloak. Lo lasha rak ketonat pasim, was only wearing her undergarments at that point, obviously. Yusia lo atfa me'il. He throws her out without the me'il there. Rak ale ketonat pasim. That's what the text emphasizes, that she was just wearing her ketonat pasim. This delicate thing.
It's like a nightgown or something.
Right. Whatever you would wear underneath. Yeah, it's not necessarily, like, to me, like an undergarment would be more embarrassing to wear. This is something they would normally wear indoors, but still you wouldn't go out with that.
Like a robe, like a house robe.
A house, right. That normally go out, you would have some kind of meal on top. Right. You wouldn't go out with that. So when he kicks her out, he's kicking her out without the me'il. That is humiliating. That's part of the nation. Treating her like a prostitute.
But Yosef is going out with it on purpose.
Well, you know, he's wearing it. But it's not saying about going out, because Rashi emphasizes that as well. It makes a very similar point. Remember when his brothers catch him. Right, the brothers take him. They're going to throw him in the pit. But if shitu et Yosef et kutanto et ketonet tapasim asher alav, they strip off his ketonet, his ketonet tapasim. Rashi says those are two different things. Kutanto is a chaluk. That was your outer shirt. Tapasim shel Yosef shel siflo aviv yoter alachav. That was something else. They take off one and the other, and they throw him completely naked into the pit. Okay, so it's really hinting that there's something different about that. Because what this does, it changes our understanding of what the ketonet pasim is. Because a lot of the mafarshim, we all use standard, that it's a symbol of that Yaakov is putting Yosef in charge of his brother. Right? He's the king. He gets this, you know, I say that a superfluous, brightly colored garment is a symbol of authority. Right? You go into a factory, and who's wearing the tie? The manager. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. And Tanakh is similar, but it's not, you know, nobody wears a tie. They don't wear a ketonet either as a symbol of authority. That's what an ephod is. If you see an ephod, it's always a symbol of authority. It's equivalent of being the one guy who wears the tie. Okay? I put a couple examples that Shmuel, Shmuel was serving Hashem. Nah, he was a little kid, but Chagur ephod bad. He was wearing an ephod. Or similarly, when Doeg slaughters the city of Nov, kills the Kohanim. Right? Bayama Bayamahu, Shmuna Bachamishim Ish no se ephod bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that he killed 250 men who were wearing a linen ephod. This is not the Kohen Gadol who's got the specific ephod of the Kohuna, but just in general wearing ephod of the Simon Sar. And similarly, when David is dancing before the Aaron, when he brings it to Yerushalayim, and Michal is looking out the window and saying, you're exposing yourself. David mechaker b'chol oz, so b'fnei Hashem, David's dancing with all his might before God. David chagur ephod bad. He's wearing ephod bad. Not that he's exposing himself by wearing ephod. It's just like he's dancing in his best suit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
not
that's
ketonin.
Not a
ketonin.
Right, the ketonin is different. Ketonin pasim is different. When you want to translate it, delicate or long sleeve, like the long sleeve, that seems the most literal thing. It's a garment worn by someone who doesn't engage in manual labor. Okay, that's the point. You don't wear long sleeves if you're getting your hands dirty. Okay, other brothers are mucking around in a sheet. Okay, you didn't have a delicate long sleeve garment that's going onto your hands if you got a clean sheet boot. Okay, Yaakov, he's dressing Yosef Kopasim, was saying that Yosef doesn't have to make himself dirty. That's what Ketonet Pasim means. Okay,
but
all the other brothers.
We didn't get to, and maybe we won't. Where did color come in? Well, it's just not important.
I'm not going to get there. I am going to go with this understanding, okay?
Okay.
The multicolor, it was from Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Okay.
The famous Talmudic scholar.
Yeah.
It's great for the words, and it, you know, but I'm going to translate Ketonet Pasim as a long sleeve garment, one that you wear across. You're just not getting your hands dirty, right? His brothers are all ra'od et son avihem b'shem, right? And Yosef is staying home with Abba. That's why he says, Yosef, Yisrael Yosef, halo achicha ra'im b'shem, right? They're all got
yeah.
the sheep. They don't have a ketonet pasim. So they would be like Dr. Scrubs or short sleeve for that reason. Okay? It's sensitive. So again, so I think that's a good way. I think that's the right way of thinking about the Ketonet Pasim. It's not so much authority. It's just that you're doing, Yosef, you're doing something different. What was Yaakov thinking? So I'm going to go back to that original pasuk. Yaakov, ahavet Yosef mikol banav. Yisrael, ahavet Yosef. Yisrael loved Yosef more than the other, out of all of his brothers. Ki ben zikunim lo. Right? Child of his old age. Va'asal opus Ketonet Pasim, and therefore made him this Ketonet Pasim. What's a ben zukunim? What? Ben zukunim, right?
Oh, ben zukunim, yeah.
Right. Literally, child of old age doesn't make sense because they were all born about the same time, right? He had 11 sons born in a 7-year span. It wasn't like he was much older when Yaakov, when Yosef was born. Binyamin, he was much older.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you think about it, I mean, Zvulun probably. Asher also were about the same age as Yosef. They have to be. Fit all those kids into a span. So why is Yosef the Ben Zukunim, the child of old age? He wasn't any older, right? Yaakov wasn't any older when Yosef was born than when anybody else was born. So uncle is Zaken is figurative, right? Zaken means the elder, right? And the elder, which he says, okay, this is, I'm talking about uncle's Yisrael Richem Yat Yosef. Yisrael loved Yosef, Mikobano, he from more out of all of his sons, Rebar Hakim Hule, because he was the son of wisdom. Zaken Zeh Kanachachma. But Avi Le Ketuna de Pase, and he made him a Ketuna Pasim. My uncle doesn't translate Pasim here for us. But Bar Hakim, so Rashi points that out. Ben Zukunim, Senola Lola Eitzikna. That's he's saying Pshat, that's the way. That's one way to read it. Uklis Tugim Bar Hakim Ule, the son of wisdom. Ko Mashalomed Mishem Ve'Eber Masalot. Yosef was the one that Yaakov taught what he had learned in the idea of Shiva Shem Ve'Eber. He is the one who's going to learn Torah. And that gets back to my favorite pasuk in the, you know, you've heard my favorite pasuk in the whole Torah?
No.
Parashat Datoldot Vayigdulu Hanarim, the children grew up. That Esav knew how to hunt, the man of the fields. Yaakov was a simple man who stayed in the tents, who sat in tents. I translate that as Esav was a man outstanding in his field, but Yaakov was in tents.
Very good.
Okay. Any puzzle you have to double a double pun like that, I like that. Okay, so
that's double. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Issa Dao standing in his field, Yosheba Olim in tents. But the two different meanings of Yosheba Olim. Okay. I think I actually got these mixed up, didn't I? Sorry, I got Ibn Ezra and Rashi mixed up. That is a terrible thing to do.
What'd you do?
I mixed up Rashi and Ibn Ezra.
Oh.
Yeah. Rashi is the one who takes the more midrashic approach, and Ibn Ezra takes it more. Sorry. Okay. There, that's much better. Okay. So Ibn Ezra. Yoshev Ohalim, living in tents. Itakin, Leo Prayer Show. I explain it. Well, Yoshev Ohel Mikneh, you stay in tents and you take care of cattle, right? Yoshev Ohalim means he was the shepherd. That's what Yaakov
Oh.
is. Okay. And Yoshev Ohel Mikneh is a description of one of the descendants of Cain. He was Avi Kol Yoshev Ohel Mikneh, the one who had discovered the ancestor of those who stayed in tents and took care of cattle. Okay?
Oh, he
And
was a
Yaakov,
shepherd. It
he was a
doesn't mean
shepherd.
he stayed home with mommy. That's what we
Right,
always thought
right.
it was. A
Okay,
mom
so
is
that's
born.
one that's again, that's Ibn Ezra. That's one way of reading Yoshev Ohalim. So that's why when
Oh.
he goes to Lavan and he says, I'll take care of your sheep, he wasn't just making stuff up. He actually knew what he was doing. He'd been doing that all the time. He would have been a shepherd back in Canaan. So going to Lavan said, I'll take care of your sheep for the next 7 years. That was a
Yoshev
reasonable thing for him to do. That's what he did.
I never
Okay,
heard
never, never
this.
knew. Okay, that's shot there. The other understanding of Yoshev Ohalim is Ohalo Shel Shem, Ohalo Shel Eber. Right,
Oh.
he's sitting in a tent learning Torah. Okay, so was Yaakov a shepherd or a scholar? And the answer to any or question is yes. Both of those
Yes.
are true. Okay, he was a shepherd. We know that because he took care of sheep. He also was the bearer of the legacy. What do you call the yeshiva of Shem and Ever is the how do I deal with the outside world, the whole the legacy of Abraham and Yaakov and Yitzchak, legacy of Sarah as well. Obviously, we talked about that, right? That's part of the Ohel Shel Shem Eber. Okay, because Yaakov has two legacies he wants to pass on to his children, right? One is the literal of the family business, which we know it starts out right. Jacob and son spent all their days in the fields with sheep. Okay, that's what 11 of his sons, 10 of his sons are doing. But the real family business, what he gets from Avram, right? Avram, Avram was a great nation. I was intimate with him. He will command his children as household after him. They will do tzedakah mishpat. That's the real family business. That's what Yaakov is there for. He's doing both of those things. And he's giving his sons, he's looking at what their potential is. And I mean, the ratio here of yeshiva bachur versus earning a living here is 10 to 1. Okay, 1 to 10 here. So it's probably less than here. Okay, we're not going to make anything about contemporary politics. Okay, but at least in his case, right? He's got 10 of his sons out there with the sheep. Yosef is the one who's going to be. That's what it means to get a ketonah pasim. He's going to be one who is ohel, is not out there with the ohel chasing after the sheep, but the ohel of the yeshiva of learning.
Who was Shem and Aver?
Shem is the son of Noah.
Yeah.
Eber was his grandson, the ancestor of Ivrim. So
Oh.
that expression, yeshivat Shem ve'ever, is used for where, so it is always used for where, like the Avot, the Imahot Rachels in the Midrash, goes to learn sort of the word of Hashem that's not coming from Abraham.
Oh.
Okay, so that'd be the, it's sort of the wisdom of the outside world. Okay, I've talked about what it means to go learn the Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eber.
Oh.
As a midrashic symbol there, but it's learning. It's kind of going. It's when you like Yitzchak after the Akedah disappears. Meir says he went to go learn in the yeshiva of Shem Be'Eber.
But it's good stuff.
It's a
It's
good
not
thing.
a
Yes, no, it's
negative.
absolutely good, right? The idea that Avram wasn't the only source of wisdom in the world. That Shem is as the son of Noah, who had that Noachit Tzadik had. There was something there.
And Aver is Shame's grandson.
grandson.
Shame's grandson.
Grandson. So Abraham's great 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 grandfather.
Okay.
Okay. But
Okay.
the one of the one of the reasons we're called Ephraim is their first descendant from Abraham.
Oh. How could I not have that? I never knew that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
I mean, most things I don't know, I forgot, but I once knew.
Let's see.
That I never
Let's go
knew.
find Abraham Ivry. We'll go. Let's try to see how fast I can do this.
I thought it was from Aver,
Abrahamnar, on the
right.
other side of the river, right?
Right.
Or from the Egyptian word hapiru, meaning the landless ones, the ones who are outside society.
It never says Alkane, Haim, Nikraim, Ivrim,
No,
right?
no. The first time it's used is let me go find where did it go? Where did it go? Sodom. Here. Right, that's the way. So when Lot's taken captive in the war, let's look at some commentary over here. So one is Nahar, like the other side of the river. Ibn Ezra says, no, who else says?
Machazik b'de'ot
Oh yeah,
Iver.
he had, oops, there we go. Machzi b'deot kamohu. So that's looking at Aver as being the kind of center of shame, as being the yeshiva that carrying on the
Oh,
message of Hashem.
that's the person Aver.
That's the person Aver, that he is following the philosophy of Aver.
Oh.
Trying to find where else does it say as a okay, no. I have to find where it talks about that as being one of the understandings of degree. So, I don't say anything about why is it sort of there. Okay, I can find if you want there.
Okay, no, okay,
But
that's
anyway,
good.
that's it. That's the shame of Abraham. Okay, the problem obviously is that Yosef misses the point. He figures he gets this beautiful garment. He's not sitting and learning, right? Hunar to osemasenarut. He was acting, he was like a kid with that canvas robe, doing his hair, mishamesh beinav, doing his eyes, kadeshia nira yafeh, so he would be as beautiful as possible. Okay, he looks at this ketonet pasim. Not to have any stereotypes about princesses, but that's what he's treating
No.
him as. So, the purpose of Ketonet Pasim is that tells everyone that you're not mucking around with a sheep, but you still have to be working. Yosef gets that wrong.
For now.
He gets it wrong, right? He'll eventually get there. He will become Yosef
Yeah.
Atzafi. He's got to grow. He's not there yet, and that's where I would understand with the Ketonet Pasim, the long sleeve
Very
coat.
nice.
Stuff
You know when he
here.
becomes Hatzadik? I don't know if I heard this from you, but when he sees those two fellow prisoners and he says to one of them, "Oh, you don't look so good. What's wrong?"
Ah, very nice. That's that. Right. That's when he changes.
Yeah.
Cares about somebody else.
So when you give this in shul and you talk about Yosef being the, no, Yaakov being the recipient of the legacy of Avraham.
Okay, I'll have to add the Sarah as well, because he has a name. He changes his name to Yisrael, which is the same root as Sarah. No, that's good. I will definitely mention that.
It's not bad, right?
Okay, I'm
Okay,
gonna
this was
stop.
great. I learned so much. Yikes.